but it's a Southwest Conference induction, and so a little bit unique today. We've had a few
a little more fun.
Yeah, former stars in today. It's been a lot of good
times.
I mean,
it's not as cool as when all the Cowboy guys are in town, but you know, it'll
You know what was great? It was just to see Lloyd Phillips and just to see
former Chicago Bear, former Green Bay Packer, Leotis Harris is in the house.
Leotis is one of my all-time favorites. They can't sit by each other today, though.
Why that?
Because the Packers smashed the Bears last night. You think he'd be over there talking a little trash. Oh, Lloyd Phillips. Hey, Lloyd, how'd you like them apples?
Leotis is such a gentleman. I don't think he would do
You're probably right.
Boy, he is just – you want to talk about a bowling ball.
Oh, he's a big dude.
He is just thick as they come. Leotis, I love him.
What'd you think – so you felt good about the boys yesterday? Tony looked all right, huh?
He did. I was – you know, we were
– Hey, nice to see they slipped off their hangover from Friday night. Huh?
Hey, that's – they're playing the Jags, bro.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't go out and crank it up on Saturday night.
I liked how easily they dismissed the – I heard they missed Kirby. Yeah, no, it was fine. Anyway, moving on.
No, but, I know. I guarantee you, Garrett's like, who are we playing again? No, that's fine.
All those guys.
Hey, look, the truth is
– a lot of NFL guys go out on Friday night.
It's the NFL. Anyone can win anytime. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
No, that's not true. Well, Jacksonville can never win.
That's probably true, actually. But we were at the Cardinals game, and I'll tell you, watching it in real life, seeing all the open guys that you can't see on TV, if Romo is in that game and he's reading all the options, they would have picked Arizona to pieces.
Do you allow yourself to believe that actually this could – I mean, do you have that in the back of your mind, like, okay, this is going to end up like every other year? Or are you allowing yourself to believe in the possibility of even an NFC championship game, or you don't even go there because you know?
You know, I believe my possibility of belief is that we go deeper in the playoffs at the very least. We go – pass. I mean, the closest team with a wild card is 5 wins. We've got 7. I mean, so, you know, it's going to be tough pickings with the Eagles for the division. They're playing salty, and we got a bye, and then we hit them on Thanksgiving. So that's going to be a little difficult. But, they're definitely going to go to the playoffs. I don't see any doubt about that, which I can't remember the last time I sat in a chair in early November and said, yeah, the Cowboys are definitely going to the playoffs. So that's.
Did you say that yesterday?
Don't speak so fast, my friend.
I do believe that, okay, right. At the very least.
So you're cool with just the playoffs?
I'm cool with the playoffs. Obviously, as a fan, you know, you want your team to go as far as you can, but I'm fairly confident we get the playoffs, and I believe we get past the first round.
What do you think? You think it'll survive if they make the Super Bowl, or will you just party so hard you'll be dead by February?
It's a great conversation, you know. It's a great conversation. Yeah,
we've been
having it.
I can't imagine how many long-suffering Cowboys fans would make the trek out to. Is it Indianapolis this year?
It's.
I think it's Indy.
No,
I mean,
It's in Arizona.
Is it Arizona?
It's in Indy this year. Is it Super Bowl's in Indy, and so is the NCAA Final Four.
That's exactly right. And it's
Indy's
Arizona.
Double dipping. Maybe the next year.
Next year?
I think that happened in New Orleans.
I ain't worried about next year because the Packers are going to the Super Bowl this year, but that's all I'm worried about.
Whatever.
Best team in the NFC. You know that. You know this.
Whatever.
Hey, look, they are laying it down pretty hard, though, every week. Jordy Nelson seems to be just on fire.
He's a bad man. And they have 3 really good receivers. They got excellent tight end play. Their running backs are solid. I got to even root for a former Tide player who's run the ball for him. I love it.
You need
to look at the last
Ben?
5 games. Last 5 games of the season and talk to me.
No, tell me
how they're playing.
That's always what's important, right? I mean, you know, but it's been exciting seeing Murray rush for 100 yards a game every game except for the Arizona game.
I talked to a former Dallas Cowboy player who said that don't be surprised if after this year Murray signs with another team, and Adrian Peterson comes in, signs with the Cowboys.
You know, that's rumor all over Dallas is can the Cowboys get Adrian Peterson?
But Murray's going to want some big-time money.
He can want huge money. But Jerry,
the Super Bowl's in Arizona this year.
I thought it was in
Arizona.
The
phones are blowing up. Thank you to everybody.
Hey, I called Arizona. I'm just saying.
You're right. I was wrong. We just talked about this at a meeting last week, and somebody told me it was in Indianapolis.
No, because I remember the
Liars.
Cardinals. The Cardinals were saying
going crazy
Trey Schaap again. Trey Schaap again.
You talking about Raymond Hugo Schaap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, everybody. My bad. I was told this last week. I mean, I count on Trey. I mean, nobody feeds me more bad facts than Trey Schaap.
You're okay, buddy. Go ahead. What
Trey, come on, man.
No. I think the Cardinals coach was telling him, do you want to let someone else live in your locker room over the? I think they were making that comment on the football game.
Here you go.
Against the Giants.
2014. Well, they just played that one. 2015 is going to be. University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yeah.
There you go.
2016, Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
Which is called the dungaree game.
And you want to talk dungaree about game. Fans that are getting hopeful. How about being a Cardinal fan right now, knowing the Super Bowl is in your hometown?
2017.
Those guys are going ballistic right
2017's
now.
2017's in Houston. 2018's in Minneapolis at Viking Stadium, which is an outdoor venue and a dumb idea, as usual. They keep doing that stupid idea. But let me say this. Not only is Indianapolis not hosting it this year, they're never, ever hosting it.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I was like, okay, I missed that one.
Carson Palmer suffered it.
But Milwaukee, they still turned around and put a huge thump on those guys.
Yeah, they were playing to be third or fourth best team in the NFC anyway. It don't matter. Anyhow, you start, it's how you finish.
Well, I feel bad, though.
And by the way, huge jockstrap to the NFL. I mean, what kind of call is that? Seriously, go back to the Saints play. Absolutely baloney. I've never seen a pass interference on a Hail Mary. You kidding me? Jimmy Graham blows on a guy, and the guy falls down. Oh, he fell. He hurt me. Push me. Flag.
Hey, Jimmy Graham, this rules, sir. We're trying to run society.
You have pushed me harder when we've been sitting in the studio. That dude was falling down before Jimmy Graham
touched Bryant
him.
Pushes off any play in the red zone where
he didn't even extend his arm. He just kind of jostled for position.
Dez
posted up
off.
Down there. It was nonsense.
Oh, it's no doubt about
horrible
it.
Horrible
hey, Jimmy Graham, we're trying to do something around here, okay? We're trying to play by the rules, sir. You think this is caveman football?
That's nuts. And then, of course, did you see the field goal kick in the end of that game? That the 4 year, it was like an absolute.
Oh my gosh! What a bizarre looking
anchor.
Kick! So he shanked it through though. That was the key for him. What's going on with Epic?
Well, you know, we just got back from LUGPA, which stands for Large Urology Group Practice Association, and the
LUGPA.
Shut up! That is not the name of
that
it.
That is the name of it.
Wait,
yeah.
It's Large Urology.
Large Urology Group Practice Association.
That's a
shut the front door. What a horrible organization name.
Speaking of a LUGPA,
that is so bad.
It is Joe Klein, my favorite LUGPA.
Oh my gosh, that is so bad.
It's the largest. It's the organization for the largest urology group practices in the United States, and. They came up with a really original name for it.
Man, how about
LUGPA.
That?
But, yeah,
speaking
we were
of,
there.
Can you imagine? My boy's got to have a bowling ball for a prostate. There's no doubt in my mind.
I don't even want
well,
to
how about getting
it.
A prostate exam from a guy like that?
Hey!
Hi-oh! But, you know, we're picking up traction all over the United States, obviously changing the game here locally. We're open in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Benton, and we're now opening Tucson, Panama City Beach, all up and down the Florida coast, actually.
Can we announce early December what you told me earlier?
Yeah. We're gonna have you guys doing a show live one of the days early December out there.
Which location?
Probably the Little Rock location.
Where is that?
That's Bowman, right across from Sam's Club, Hank's Fine Furniture, you know, right there in Bowman and Canis area.
Yes.
West Little Rock.
Exactly where that is. I'm familiar with that area.
Right in there near Larry's Pizza, which has thousands of guys who show up every day for lunch. It's kind of ridiculous. But, so we're there, and we're doing our free men's health screenings. You know, in the last 2 months, guys, get this, last 2 months we've screened about 800 guys. And we have found 12 cases of prostate cancer in guys who had no idea that they had anything going on.
Lifesaver.
So that's 12 lives that are completely impacted by what we're doing at Epic. Not to mention all the guys that we found BPH, which is an enlarged prostate that we're now monitoring following at Arkansas Urology. It's about 80 guys we found in the last couple months. And all the guys that have different deficiencies, from hormone deficiencies to blood deficiencies, sleep disorders, diabetes, hypertension, bad cholesterol, fixes for all these dynamics. We're in there identifying, finding, and getting it. You know, the symptoms of low T, we talk about all the time, that the chronic malaise fatigue, the exhaustion, not getting results at the gym, losing muscle, not getting even the desire to work out or fall asleep early in the day. Those things also emulate the symptoms of all kinds of other things, like heart disease and diabetes and sleep disorders and iron ferritin deficiencies, as well as various cancers and other things that are almost all preventable and treatable. So if you're feeling those symptoms, come on in and get that free screening. It's free.
Can you help a guy like
this? Comprehensive. It could save your life, or at least make the quality of your life exponentially better by fixing something that could turn into something life-threatening in the future.
So, is it true that you guys
all he wants to hear is Harry just wants to go, did he say he could help my golf game? I'm not interested.
Is it
not
true?
Not the rest of it, I don't care.
You guys take testosterone from Harry King
we do,
and inject it into younger
That's
men?
That's exactly what we do. Yeah,
I knew it. See, I knew it.
And Basil, we keep several vials in the back, different guys, you know.
I want Harry King tea.
You know what's amazing is?
Testosterone.
I actually got some of that the other day.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to walk. I'm very arthritic right now. I can't pee when I want to. However,
and you're wearing glasses.
All of a sudden, you need glasses.
I shot 73 the other day, though. So I mean, you know what? It's kind of a give and take deal. It's actually, you know what? In the big scheme of things, I would take that actually.
If I got all King's
that for a good golf game.
Testosterone.
I mean, there's an infomercial.
And they're literally playing What a Man.
Do you want my testosterone?
That's cleverly done there at the board, guys.
What is this, amateur hour? I mean, Matt, he's a professional. What do you expect?
I think we should pronounce the E on testosterone.
Testosterone?
That's the real San Francisco treat.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You may be confusing it with a Bobby Brown song, The Truth About Testosterone. It's a sweet little drug.
It's a sweet
little supplemental item to
talk about
system.
A testosterone.
It's a little clunky, but not as clunky as what was the thing called? The Arkansas Large Urology?
Lugpa.
Lugpa, whatever.
Lugpa.
That's past nickname in
Isn't
high school.
Isn't that a...
No, that's a...
That's
no.
A coach.
Jeez, kaputa. Mm. Yeah, not good. Not good.
Lugpa.
Yeah, that's a real organization.
Well, I'm glad it is. I can't wait for next year's meetings, matter of fact. Tonight, guess what? It's Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be at the Tavern Sports Grill. Carolina at Philadelphia, 7:30. We'll be there about 7. Get there early. Get there about 7 because we're going to have some football squares, which gives you the ability. It's free to play. All you got to do is just sign up, put your name in one of the squares. We'll give away gift certificates at the end of every single quarter. Tavern Sports Grill, located in West Little Rock Promenade at Chenal Parkway, right across from the IMAX Theater. Today, 50-cent wings for Monday Football Madness, $4 selected wines, $10 domestic buckets. Also, you can get yourself some fantastic sandwiches out there. You can also get yourself some nice salad. Strawberry salad with shrimp is one of my favorites, but 50-cent wings is the highlight of the evening. And, of course, Monday Night Football Squares. Tavern Sports Grill tonight. Come on out. Hang out with us. It's the official Monday Night Football Watch Party. We are live from the Little Rock Touchdown Club at the Marriott. And you'll be hearing from the Hall of Famers very soon. He always has heavy conversation over mine, which means a lot to me because good men are hard to...